And now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, but before we start the ball rolling in the Laugh Club today, how are you, Ginger?
Oh, I'm so tired, Mr. Holtz. I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning.
Really? Well, why did you get up that early?
I underslept.
Oh, fine.
I'm still weary from that date I had last week with Jack Jessup.
A heavy date, huh?
Oh, no, Mr. Holtz. He's very thin.
No, I mean, forget it. I suppose you had a big time.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holtz. Last Saturday night. Oh, I'm so wicked, Mr. Holtz. I didn't get home until 1:15.
You went out on a date Saturday night and didn't get home until 1:15? Well, that's not so late, Ginger.
Tuesday morning, Mr. Holtz.
Well, Ginger, I see your point. It's your head. Here's a story about a man who lives way down in Texas. And he was an awfully nice fellow, but the only thing he loved to do was ride fast in an automobile. He'd been arrested a score of times. He'd been in jail. So finally he got an idea. He got himself an automobile made that would go 175 right after him. And when he got within about 15 yards of Honeysuckle, he'd give it a little more gas. His name was Honeysuckle Jones. Give a little more gas up to about 125 miles an hour. Now the cop is going as fast as he can possibly go. And when he got within about 15 miles of Honeysuckle, he'd give a little more gas up to 145 miles an hour. So now he's going a little too fast for the cop, so he slowed up a little bit. He was monkeying around with the law. Well, so when the cop got near him the third time, he gave it all he had, 175 miles an hour, down the road, he's gone. Well, sir, he goes down there, he looks around, he's lost the cop. He says, now he says, I'll turn around and give it to him on the way back. He comes back down the road, he's looking for the policeman, he finds him underneath the tree. His nose is broken, his motorcycle is wrecked, his clothes were torn. He was a sight. Honeysuckle looks at the policeman and says, son, he said, well, what happened to you? He said, what happened to you, boy? Well, the cop says, you know, when I got near you that third time, when you pulled away from me so fast, I thought my motorcycle had stopped, so I got off to see what was wrong with it. Did you know, Ginger, one of these days I'm going to take you out and show you what it's like to be out with a gentleman.
You will?
That's right. I won't try to put my arms around you. I won't try to hug you. I won't try to kiss you. In fact, I won't try to do anything.
Mr. Holmes.
Yes?
You just talked yourself out of a date.
I'm getting lucky. Meeting's adjourned.